便宜的价格装成广告中描述的那种装修效果很慢，
就是凶狠的价格翻车嘛，这种装修效果
是不太信。
It's Lou, Dracy, on the ones and twos, so help me. Help me. Okay. Chill. God.
Beijing Radio, BBC Arabic, Beijing Communications Radio. Hong Kong Bright Smart Financial TV.
水果安全过冬的方案，
拿糖这么一熬，山楂炒红果，北京人一冬都爱吃。
烘干。
World 12 Hong Kong Radio Hong Kong。
另外一点就是，我哋好多时候我哋啲病友咧都会有啲叫共病嘅，啊，即系个意思咧就有啲叫并发症，一齐出现嘅病，类风湿性关节炎啊、红斑狼疮嘅病友，可能都好多时咧佢都会有啲高血压啊，或者例如个肥胖啊。
Good morning. How are you today, Yee Yee?
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself,
Christmas approaching. New City's COVID testing sites have been overrun for the past week.
What a wonderful world. Happy holidays from Lou Dracy.
I see skies of blue.
News, federal COVID testing sites open today in Queens. As a dramatic okra behind the youth spread of COVID continues across the tri-state region. New York City residents will have several new testing options starting today. 2 hours ago, ABC 7, Eyewitness News. That's right, Apple Music. Apple Music, that's right. What a wonderful world.
Whether you're arguing with a TSA agent or a flight attendant, my message
are you arguing with the, These are Lex, honey. They are carrying. Happy holidays. Now, they still decided they're going to drop the ball. I was like, the ball. That's right, the ball. New Year's in New York City. New York State. You got to come out for the blast. It won't be like the past because we're doing better than we did last year as far as it comes to the covetous virus. And so with that, note to self. Hello. Clark Keith and Kiss. And the other one, what's his name? Test and Trace. Test and Trace Corpse is like... He could be like the press secretary. I mean, like, for real. I mean, he's a doctor. I mean, granted. But he's really good at articulating. And of course, Mayor de Blasio. Shaden Lee yesterday was like, hold on one second. And interject, you know. He gives the intros, and then he wants to interject, and then, you know, I'm like. What you know, Mayor de Blasio in his intro. Now, he's very positive. I mean, his sarcasm. I mean, it's not like... Well... Hold on one second. Ain't nobody talking about no Albany sarcasm. Y'all trying to bring up the government thing. I mean, it wasn't quite sarcasm. He was just poking. He was just reading Bill de Blasio's bill from 95% of the time. For no apparent reason. Not the same type of thing. But! Wait a minute. Did you catch the tease? Solitary confinement. That shit was hilarious. There's so much shade going on in the political scene. The teachers union, I don't know who they were referencing, but the president, Mr. McGuru, with his fancy commercial. The teachers, Federation of Teachers, honey. Baby, he was reading the blood about his schools, the public schools, and not receiving testing or missing out on testing and so forth. And then, so all yesterday, if you catch it, it's been a reading day. I mean, damn near the rainbow. I said, Boski. 29 people got red for filth. I was like, oh my God, oh my darling. I was like, where did that come from? Lord have mercy, antidote, oh Maria's. Happy day. Oh, happy day. I was like, hold up one second. Well, thank God. First of all, Melissa Margarita made the whole... Listen, there was a point in time where you got funded according to your district. So, Mr. Melissa Margarita, under her leadership... Was it Melissa? It was Melissa, honey. That came in, honey. It was Melissa, Christine Quinn, before that. Then it was Giffen Miller, honey. Child. The Giffen Miller tease, honey. How's that, child, honey? Girls are getting ready to leave city council, honey. It's always... One second. Anyway, boops. One second. Back to what I was trying to get at. Trying to be... We learned lessons from each and every speaker in the New York City Council. One of the things we learned was that how the advantages of having a more fair, equitable, discretionary process Summer's Melissa made it equal, so everybody pretty much gets the same thing. That's the idea. We don't really, I'm sure there's, odds and evens. I'm sure there's different shows. Because, no shade, honey. Because Miss Majority Leader, Miss Lori Combo, I was like, does she get extra credit? Because I wanted to know. Because she be working real hard on this majority thing, running the meetings, virtual. I miss Miss Lori, honey. She did. She does that. Not to say. Hold on, this child. They trying to. There's no niggeration. Stop making that damn noise. Making all that shit. No, he said no with niggeration. Hold on. Back to the science. So Miss Lori Combo, Majority Leader, honey. I never really knew any of the majority leaders for the city council before that. Every year you pay, or like every season, or every, class, you start paying a little bit more attention, or a little bit less attention. What?
10.
Okay. So, dear to the majority leader, of course they get a damn differential, honey. Not lose, but... So I wonder who's going to be the majority leader, because they're going on the speaker thing. Miss Adrian Edwards, Adams, honey. Anyway, I don't know who's really doing the do. So, I don't remember them doing it so, everything is so, these Alexa on time. I'm like, they super excited. The city council, 29 girls wrote, apparently, 28-29, wrote the mayor-elect some letter about solitary confinement. What I couldn't figure out was he for, I followed the T's and the intellectual, what's going on, emotional intelligence, and what else he got? He got a couple of things, heart healthy. Damn near International Day of Friendship. I'm like, internet. New Yorkers will show, give you the ropes. They'd be like, okay, here. If you ask for directions, they'll be happily, they'll help you with that. But other than that, this is a melting pot, but International Day of Friendship. Okay, so I got into the flags. I was like, that's an absolute good campaign with a great message, festivities and such. Bring it all together, which was wise. If you think, but in friendship. So I was like, okay. Then, the heart healthy thing. I can't remember the workshop that I participated in, which is one at Borough Hall. Because, listen, there's something about Borough Hall. We just go out there to take pictures, honey. What? That's all. And them damn press conferences, honey. They good. What? Ooh. Wait a minute. Don't be booing. Well, you gotta get a permit. It's child. You got all kinds of stuff if you wanna do your little stuff, honey. Marty Markowitz fixed the sidewalk in front of Borough Hall. So, listen, y'all girls gonna be coming with no damn near. What? Trip and falls, damn shit. Marty, that's Marty fixed the sidewalk, honey. That was a big initiative. We couldn't be, there's no press conferences outside for damn near coup de coup, honey. So anyway, back to, I don't know why I came up with the damn concrete, honey. I just wanted to, you know, as I remember these damn near projects and initiatives. So anyway, so the 29 members of the city council, shout out to the elect and the girl that are returning. The girls who get left behind, left back, whatever, girl. What? Cause some of them girls and guys had extra term. Girls were leaving like priest before the end. It was like, I was like, where you going? I was like, when Espinel left, Rafael Espinel left, I was like, something ain't right. This shit ain't kosher. If that's when you knew, child, the city council was about to get unsexy, child. So I was like, ah, okay. Anyway, a lot of people left. You know, they still had more time on the books, honey. Ooh, child, if they counted it too, and if they were so kind enough to be there with Bloomberg, honey, they got three, honey. What, girl? I was like, hold on, girl. Let me see, you still there? Wait a minute. What the hell? This bitch, weren't you here before? What you doing back here, girl? I'm like, hold on. This was not built for girls to come back. Okay? See, I mean, it was like two turns, girl. Like, how you gonna come back, girl? You either do the two. I mean, you gonna do one and come back? I guess, girl. Whatever, honey. So. Anyway, so the 29 girls informed the mayor that they ain't like and he should reverse it. Not even his ideal legislation or proposal, technically speaking, but his stance. He should, like... So I was like, damn, this is a working city council and a working mayor. I mean, to think... I'll be damned, honey. Shit, you know, anything could go wrong between now and the first, honey. That's where it ends, honey. And some girls won't be sworn in on the first, honey. So, girl, it's like, damn, if you're doing some damn near, you know, advanced near. Listen. My courses that I took, my hard knock, like my shit, New York City. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you. I was told that you don't do shit. You don't start nothing unless you got a registered contract with the comptroller's office, honey. What? So, I was like, you know, I mean, it's slightly different than your elected official, you know. But damn, talking about getting ready. You do now, girl. I was like writing letters. I was like, hold on. So what y'all put it on? Like one of those like online sign up sheets? Or y'all got letterhead already? I was like, damn. Girl. Some of these girls probably at the, you know, the existence of the camp, they waiting outside for their little office. Girl, I was like, okay. So the mayor elect, honey, came up on the TV and was like, 20 years of protecting the city, winning a bulletproof vest. I was like, you see, I didn't really catch it. All I heard was the, so I was like, oh my goodness. Well, y'all was setting the tone, and he was clearly setting the tone. I was like, yeah, this shit's gonna be fine. What's her name on New York Woman's Pamino? Shout out her and Errol. They gonna love this shit, honey. This is like, but this shit, this council was, let's be honest, this council, like this whole thing, I mean, they was, you know, they, it was like, you know, the council, but they had to eat, you know. Yeah, I'm a Bloomberg fan. I'm a Bloomberg groupie. And so, I'm just going to say they had no way to fight with. De Blasio and Bloomberg used to be like, you know, negotiations. And the city council was like, negotiations. So, last year, a better word. So, but you didn't hear a lot of that. This, you know, there was no. It was kind of a sweet, sweet season, wasn't it, politically? I think we got a lot of work done working in partnership. Yeah. I mean, they're all Democrats, you know, so what the hell? There's like two, I mean, there's only so much differences they could have. Tax the rich, you know, damn near one tail, two tail, three tail, oxtails. So they was reading about this solitary confinement at Rikers Island, and he said something. And you know, Marilyn is saying a lot of stuff, and he's like sharing his vision and sharing his like emotional attention. Oh, intelligence. Emotional intelligence. And his mission. And then every day he got a new damn near doctor, lawyer, you know, damn commissioner, deputy mayor, and all kinds of stuff. And so if you're paying attention, girls are like, nice to meet you. But, like, okay. Thank you very much. Anyway, so back to the basics. Oh, speaking of what's his name? Joe Biden. Ooh, child, how could I do that? Okay, sorry. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Good girl. President Joe Biden approved an extension until, was it May, for the student loans. So that was good. Thanks to all the Democrats, in particular Chuck Schumer, for his advocacy. Mr. Chuck Schumer. But while we're talking about that, everything, you know, we're getting extensions on stuff. Oh, so then he was going to do, like, they asked for, like, $1 billion in forgiveness. And he was like, y'all could have, like 10,000 or something like that. Which I was like, child, something is better than nothing, honey. Even though the interest, you know, the child, you know. Anyway. Oops. I never really heard girls getting predatory lending on, like, I guess they did on some student loans, but I was just like, the interest rates are pretty low, girl. And girls don't be paying for that. All you gotta do is go to school anyway. Just continue going to school, honey. Oh, did I tell you the Board of Education, that the teachers union was reading for blood about? Oh, yeah, I did. Child, this shit, honey, this whole political scene, you be like, I don't remember. I don't recall. I don't remember. I was like, damn. Oops. On that note, last but not least, the most important thing. So as I spoke about earlier this week, in the conversation about the Attorney General, Mr. Robert Tisch, and I was, you know, not reading, but identifying with the fact that I mentioned that she would be good, really spearheading some stuff with housing, in particular, because since she'd been doing it before, she had, like, the worst landlord's list. Yeah. with, I mean, she was the only one out of all. Now, I don't think she was the first one to produce the list. I think De Blasio actually did it too, right? De Blasio. Somebody, she didn't really create the, I don't think she created, she wasn't a founder of the list. She wasn't the first black, but she was the first black woman that, your implementation. Outcome driven, mission driven, outcome oriented, mission driven. That she is the first one published one that's black and woman, honey. And whatever the other first two are. But the worst landlord list. But she was the first one to call out the worst landlord, the top of the list. Which was, might I add, it was just really crazy. I really don't, but you know, I don't really, you know. I'm trying to make it relative. Anyway, HUD was just here, the secretary. Joe Biden, thank you for sending your office staff and so forth to come look at the place again. They said she looked at two of them. Miss Pat, what's her name? Miss Pat? Girl, what's her name? They used to, Trump. She was fun. Oh, chef, the HUD girls, honey. And Dr. Ben Carson, honey. Dr. Ben Carson was a cool cucumber, honey. A brain surgeon doing damn near public housing. I said, I know that's right. He could come be the brain surgeon commissioner or some shit. For some of these girls, honey. Anyway, can't keep focused all over the damn place. They can't stay in their lane. They don't know when to stop. Just they start with talking about one thing and they end up. I said, you know what? Shit. 29 and a bitch ain't one, honey. Got 29 nubs and a bitch ain't one. They said, 29 and a bitch ain't one. 100 in law enforcement, bitch ain't one. See, Muggs. Wait, hold on. Muggs been gotten 100, honey, in law enforcement. So who are these girls? So he like, who are these little girls? Who are these little? Who are these little? New York, New York City politics. Now, the only bitch that can't stay focused this morning is me. The New York City Human Resources Administration, Department of Social Services, writes a letter. Important for information about, and this is how it correlates to housing. So just wait 1 second. Hooks. Okay. Important information. Stop it, girl. Do we hack, girl? Anytime they hit HRA, honey, they getting all happy, clapping. I'm like, what the hell? Shit. Girl. No, girls. Go to work. Won't be at work. We done cut that. She worked with one stop. We got one stop still, but wait a minute. Shout out to all the one stop centers. Shit, Job Corps, honey. Job Corps, honey. Shout out to Job Corps, girl. Anyway, because girls here at HRA, they get real excited because the commissioner's name is Stephen Banks. I wonder what they're going to do with that. That's if they're going to get a new HRA. First of all, how the hell are they going to get a new HRA commissioner? Stephen Banks has been there for a long time. Shout out to Stephen Banks. The only man that should be all that damn resources under his leadership and administration successfully, housing, homelessness, and so forth and so on. And new initiatives that these mayors come out with. One want more shelters, one want more beds, one want more cotton picking, one want more instead. One wants y'all on the dole, one wants y'all to get on Social Security before you get old. They said welfare to work, bitch. Go get you a damn near Social Security number. Automatic fucking shit, honey. Girl.
Bitch went up there with a one eye patch. Ain't blind, you know, can see very well. I was like, you can't, that's disrespectful to the, you know, disabled community. But they would have passed on her eye trying to fake that damn doctor's appointment on Broadway. You know, it's right down the block, girl. You go in that office, honey, and the doctor's, like, this is a weird doctor's office. Wait, don't ask me how I know. I'm going to get to the HRA letter 1 second. I got to get. How I know, girl? They girl, honey. Miss New York, honey. She don't mind, honey. Child, they procedures, honey. Anyway, girl, they didn't approve me. I went, like, try twice, honey. Because the girls were getting them. I was like, girl, how you got girls? How you? She said, I said, oh, honey. So, child, honey. Let me tell you, truth be told, I'm going to spill the tea. They cleaned up all the girls off the regular little, you know, girl, damn near, you know, change purse and stuff. Now they got a stabilization, and they got more responsibilities, and they got what they pay 35-40% of their rent. That's not bad, honey. Speak about rent. Hold on 1 second. So there's been initiatives, honey, to help the girls. There's vouchers. De Blasio came out with vouchers when he came in. And then the whole percent shit. So you could actually make money and still get assistance from HRA. I don't know what they got right now, child. But if you banter hard enough and these politicians enough, they go to the White House. And Joe Biden seemed like he's responsive because he sent some damn near, what you call it, the COVID testing things. I'm coming back to the other stuff. Listen, I was like, damn, these little things are sexy. I was like, these little, what you call it, outhouses. I was like, this is cute. I mean, he said, now let's give it up. Well, was it Joe Biden or Trump? Which one sent the boat? Governor Cuomo was making all that noise, honey, about ventilators, every damn day was ventilators. Then Dr. Katz, the Health and Hospital Corporation, talking about he only got 5-10 on the ventilators, and so we doing better in challenge, not like last year. But then they was like, honey, the girls can't have visitors in the city hall. It's a damn Health and Hospital Corporation. Now, the city hospitals was like, you know, Ms. Mount Sinai was like, oh, you could come, but just come with your registration. Cause they ain't trying to lose, honey, girl. They ain't no, listen, they need their patience, honey, girl. Girls will not go to your hospital if it's like, you know, it's tight like that. But health hospitals, you know, child, well, they government, honey. And child, they be like, child, please keep your mother family up out of here with their shit. What? 10, 9. Child, PPP, honey. Shout out to Health and Hospital Corporation. They only got like 50 girls on ventilator. Y'all come with like ventilator. I was like, what the hell was a how are we gonna get these ventilators, honey? Then girls were laid out in the Javits Center. Then girls were laid out on the boat. I was like, where are these girls? Then they come. Hey, you remember they had the girls to the funeral homes in the street. Who was at that press conference? Was the mayor-elect at it? It's like in the street with damn near caskets in the U-Haul truck and shit girls were doing. I was like, it's been a crazy time, honey. The morgue was full. Then the plotter's field was like, child, it was, girl. Girl. We ain't trying to lose no more lives. Listen. Anyway. Important information about the New York State Emergency Rental Assistance Program, the ERAP, which you've heard me talk about. Because, hold on, this girl is sitting in the background talking. This bull girl, I don't know what she's doing. Anyway, because the total request for assistance exceeds the available federal funding, the New York State Emergency Rental Assistance Program, ERAP, application portal is closed
on Sunday, November 14th, closed on November 14th at 10 a.m. and is no longer accepting new applicants. Any ERAP applications already under review or submitted prior to the deadline will be reviewed for eligibility by the state, and payment will be depend on the available federal funds. Lord Jesus. The department got two names. It says New York City Human Resource Administration, Department of Social Services. I hear the federal COVID outhouses. The wait time, they go to Dr. Ted Long. That's Test and Trace Corporation. They need to get him to be right. He probably could write a hell out of a damn RFP the way he be talking. I'm sorry. Michael McGlue, this is the United Federation of Teachers. They're not testing 10% of every school. Let me go back to the money part, honey. Child, because they already have their little stuff. You know, then the MTA got their pooker every damn. So, they said it back to it, honey. The ERAP application process is closed. And there's limited federal funding. As it started with the limited federal funding. And your application will be reviewed if it hasn't been reviewed. Eligibility by state will depend on available federal funds. If you did not apply for ERAP before the deadline and you need assistance, you could apply for cash assistance, including an emergency assistance grant, one-shot deal through Access HRA. That's NYC. That's www.nyc.gov/accessHRA. If you applied for ERAP before the portal closed on November 14th, please submit proof of your ERAP application and determination with your HRA application for rental assistance according with the state. By, if you're applying for HRA benefits now, you are no longer required to apply for ERAP before you can get the Help Shore Emergency Assistance, your one-shot deal. Somebody say amen. This is the type of leadership we need to continue to have.
10, 9.
Our jokes aside, if, you know, people don't want to have their little inauguration and stuff, that's all right. What's most important is that girls have a mattress to sleep on at night. Hey, hey. A bed. And they get a little test. On time. Because listen, summer earners reporting the vendors for the COVID, like if they ain't trying to save your life. Wait a minute. She just show up at the later 6 o'clock in the night, 9 o'clock to get the COVID test. She wants a response next morning. Child.
10, 9.
Given, then they got, pardon. I'm going to come back to the good news. The city and state have coins still for owners, apparently. They got help for us. NYC.gov/accessHRA. The Access HRA. If you apply for ERAP before the portal closed on November 14th, once again, please submit proof of your ERAP application and determination with your HRA application for rental assistance in accordance with the state requirements. If you are applying for HRA benefits now, you're no longer required to apply for ERAP, that's the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, before you can get help through the emergency one-shot grant. Dead. See, the mayor elect that he wants to move from shelters, no more shelters.
De Blasio has a shelter plan. We halfway through the thing. I think we're getting more like 90. Was it 90? And we have 50 left or something. I can't remember what Stephen Banks was talking, but he did a nice little interview the other day. So, no more shelters, right? And permanent housing. Which is a good idea. So, hold on. I'm trying to call a city council girls. Wait a minute. Hold on. We want to get, listen. Hold on. The objective. I'm trying to see if they pick up. That's right, CBS 2 News. I'm trying to see if they pick up. Oh my Jesus. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry.
Near the cross. Keep me near the cross.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. My bad. They don't have a phone number yet. Child, what I gotta call 29 campaign offices. I was just gonna call them. Anyway, to see how they felt about the permanent housing plan. Oops. Anyway, so it further says on the HRA letter once again, if you are at risk of eviction, you may be eligible for free legal assistance through HRA's Office of Civil Justice. That's https://www. Child, you know I'm in New York City and they new fancy website address, honey. Let's read it out like it says. That's right.
10.
Hold on, hold on. We trying to, girl, she was the damn girl calling me for counting down to the sheriff and the marshal show up. Lord Jesus. Girl in the marshal. Kathy, Miss Governor Kathy, get that moratorium. And she get the E-Rap concert on us. The governor. Because half of Anna's ass would have been out for the damn place a long time. Sorry. If you are at risk of eviction, you may be eligible. That's right. If you are at risk of eviction, you may be eligible for free legal assistance through HRA's Office of Civil Justice. The website is https://www.1.nyc.gov/site/HRA/help/legal-services-4-tenants.page. Let me tell you what you do. Girl, call 311, honey. Girl. So that's the legal assistance. As far as I know, when it comes to the legal stuff, a housing. Did you see on a Lynx booth last year? It had like the total number of calls that were put in for that previous year to 311. Damn it, hoodie. That's not true. It wasn't smooth sailing because Girl, legal HRA housing. On time COVID test. Legal help.
10.
I guess, well, it is in the state of New York. It says eligibility be by the state, honey. So I guess they have the city, like, HRA Commission, Office of Civil Justice, honey. Last but not least, once again, this is important information about the New York State Emergency Rental Assistance Program. If I gave it to you straight up, like verbatim, and at the same time, it would be no fun for me. It'd be too damn easy for you. And girl, there's limits of assistance, so Chad, the distortion is all in the... So... New ERAP applications for households with income over 80% and up to 120% of the median income can still apply for state-funded emergency rental assistance. That's state-funded emergency rental assistance. Visit, so this is a different one, https://, /www.nyc.gov/site/services-and-information/area-median-income.page to see what area median incomes are for New York City households of your size. I would just type in to Google, girl. Shout out to Google, because one of the best ways you could ever, you know, find anything on the web is use the Google search. Google, girl. Goodbye. Anyway, just punch in NYC HPD services and information median income to learn your median income with HPD. And it reads in Spanish. Hooks. I'm not going to try to mimic the mayor in Spanish. You know, the mayor be giving a little Spanish, like the little. I'm like. Anyway, speaking of Spanish, on the news they were like, you know, the deputy mayors and stuff. They was like, I was like, you know what? This shit is so much, honey. Anyway, shout out to all the people that are going to be in office, elected, that are in office, government, civil service workers, the what you call it, the municipalities and the powers that might be. Both city and state, so agents of civil service change, honey. But it's like, girls never ended. They be like, oh, 5 deputy mayors, and there's no Hispanic one. There was like the lady with curly hair. So I was, you know, she looked like, you know, she might have been Spanish, but I think she's like Southeast Asian or something anyway. So it was like no Spanish. And what came to my mind, I was like, so who gonna be doing a trip? Dingbat, they got translators, honey. That's one New York City does have translators. That, when it comes to the public good, honey, got translators, honey. And then, what you call, not pantomime, same language, honey, and all kinds of technical services. The BMD machine, girl, you could blow your boats, honey. I was like, you can't do anything else, honey. You could find a way, honey. Girl, it's a specialized machine for disabled folks. You can blow in it and do your vote, honey. I was like, shit. Dead ass, honey. That shit. You don't really see people, like, because guess what? Usually what happens, like, when people come in with disabilities, well, at least when I work, honey, I was like, for, you know, election day, you know, you get them to the, you know, they come right in, shot, and you just like, you know, disabled child. Oops, you just let them get through, honey. These are the seniors and stuff. You can't be standing on them lines, honey. And then the people with children, honey, trying to expedite them. Quite, I mean, child, they're no express line or nothing, but. That's what we do, honey. So there's a machine. If you ever have, there's no reason for you not to participate in the voting process. I don't know when the next election, the governor's election is coming up. Is everybody just going to go ahead and vote for Miss Kathy, honey? Because she got the experience. She been there, honey. And the truth be told, I mean, girl, we can't afford to be, we getting a little, we got coins coming through. Damn, you got more moratoriums. Damn near airports. What else she got? Beauty schools. I mean, every damn day she come in. She, I was like, I was like, she comes out with, it's always kind of good news. And I was really surprised to hear her say, like, she will work with Bill, you know, the mayor of New York City to get the Times Square ball dropping together, honey. So they probably need a little help. I mean, to drop the fucking ball outside, girl. We outside, honey. What's the difference of being in damn Times Square and being in damn the damn Trump subway station, honey? You gotta do it. There's no reason, honey. And plus, damn near the damn five doctors, every damn country, damn near whatever, everybody said each other number. It ain't like last year, girl. Just wear your mask. Go get your damn booster shots, your damn flu shots, and hooks. And thank God you're still alive. That's last of all the Happy New Year, child. And see y'all at Times Square, honey. I'll be at that in the cold, honey. Since I ain't got nothing better to do. Child.
10, 9, 8.
These were the mattress announcements for today. That's right. Emergency information regarding the ERAD program. Make sure y'all go check it out. It's an eviction sucks, honey. And there's more for us, honey. There's no reason to be without or without services or assistance. There's no reason for to be without assistance in New York. That's one thing you do. They'll direct your path. Stop making them saying, if you qualify.
10, 9, 8.
Now, I wonder what kind of girl. Hold on one second.
5, 4.
Is it memory foam? Steely pasta pedic. A pillow top. Wait a minute. A pillow top. No. Organic. It's one of those mattresses that come in a box. You know how they get. I was like, damn, they got mattress in a box. Now they expensive too. That shit, they roll out that shit. Somebody's designed a luxury. Anyway, that's right. Shout out to New York City Services, particularly Department of Homeless Services, Department of Social Services, and the Human Resource Administration. Have a good day. Oh, and HPD. And HUD, girl. Shit. You know you can't knock out HUD because that's where the lows have. Apparently, we got to pray for the, what you call it, the Build a Better Back, whatever, whatever. May the Build a Blasey say, if we get that shell, girl, they're going to finally, girl, you could. But I was like, girl, didn't they get an independent monitor? Didn't they get far by faith? So, wait a minute. So, they still didn't have all the money? Wait a minute. Trump gave y'all some coins in there on top of the loop. This damn shit, honey. This bitch is old as a damn can of paint. These military, girl. You know they was built for the military. Somebody. They strong, honey. They strong, honey. That's one thing about them old, them public housing. They strong, honey. Ain't nothing gonna happen to them. One thing, they don't be losing their foundation. A little peel and pay here, there. Little dripping girl, and you know, girl. But I was like, man, but he's like, yeah, we need that money. I was like, hooks. I thought we had gotten child, and then they got one of these little things. So program he be talking about? Some rehab program. What is the rehab program, that HUD program that they got, that we got, we got eligible for? The HUD program that was supposed, oh, that was the savior. I can't remember what the program was called. It was kind of like a some type of child supplement, like, you know what I'm saying? Miss Pat came down, we got that program. I thought that was to solve everything between that and the monitor. Whatever happened to the monitor? Who is the monitor? Police need a monitor. Correction need a monitor. Damn it, everybody need a monitor, honey. I was like, now what the hell the monitor does? Anyway, so we get, hopefully we get more coins. We just take, hopefully get this bill back, better coins, and we're supposed to get the gazillion. Richie Torres was up there talking to about it, that, you know, we just play like the, which in fact they have been doing some amazing work with the you know, the New York NYCHA properties. You know, they built a senior house on a, right there up in that Colossal over there. And some of these things, honey, that they be shooting out for the seniors, particularly, you ever see on a list? Zero rent. I mean, I was like, yes, God, honey. I'm just shouting out this to the Blasio. Just in case he forgot that in the daily message. Some of them damn houses, the lottery list, honey. Shout out to HPD. Some of the lottery lists will be like, oh my God, is this supposed to be a lottery? But the lottery, remember, is not for low income people. It's for all people. It just has low income of, you know, slots of, you know, of, you know, there's a low income, you know. They got low income apartments too. But girls who, you know, can afford $2,000 a month can pick them a snack, which is still affordable and lower than market price if you look at it, you know, if you were to pay real rent, you know what I'm saying, on your income, girl, you could probably afford, you know, $5,000-$6,000, but you get one on HPD for $2,000. So shout out to them for that work. But there's also some on the list that were, like, just really interesting. In particular, like, the seniors, I was like, I thought that was pretty cool. So, don't forget that in this season. That's it for the rest of the day. Utah Jazz dancer.